If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. I want to begin reading this morning, if God will be our help, at verse 16. Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. And the Bible said, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: bankrupt in America. Bankrupt in America. I was thinking about this, and I told my wife to remember the word bankrupt, because God was a deal in my heart. And we went to a funeral a little while ago, and as we stood around there and we watched them as they brought that young man out, and they put him on that thing and they lowered him into the ground, I looked around all about there, and I saw friends and relatives and family members that was standing there, and they had on their best attire. They were dressed and they were in present for this funeral. And I thought within myself that they, about two-thirds of them, was lost and on their way to a devil's hell. But they had all the things that the money could buy in this world, but yet they were bankrupt in America. What are you saying, preacher? If we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then we have nothing, praise God, to bank anything on. And as we see the Lord in this, and this here, he was telling us in the book of Luke, he was telling them some things that they need to know. He was issuing out a warning to those people that's around, those scribes and those Pharisees. And he called them hypocrites because they thought that they had everything that they needed when they lacked the most important part, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have everything this world has to offer, but if we lack the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, we're bankrupt. In America, we see here that he was trying to warn them about the hostility of the world and the hostility of the judicial system. He said, those things are not your friends, but he said, there's one that loves you and cares for you. He said, it's the God of glory, amen, who's reached down and he'll touch your heart. But even as he was doing this, now this is just how the devil works. As he was doing this, he was telling this thing. Holy Ghost of God, he said, hey, you just don't worry about things. He said, the Holy Ghost of God will deal with you and he'll help you and he'll show you even what you need to say. And this man stuck up, this man that was had a grievance. In verse 13, said, one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. Amen. He was talking about spiritual things, amen. And this man stuck up and said, you know what? He said, I've got some material needs. Ain't that just the way the devil does? Amen. He'll sneak up and he'll begin to point at you. But God said, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you know what? He said, I'm not concerned about them worldly needs, about the secular needs of this old world. Praise God. He said, what I'm concerned. Hey, they said, he said, you want somebody to deal with that? He said, they took care of that over in Leviticus 25 and over in Deuteronomy 21. He said, all that's taken care of by the law. Yeah. Amen. He said, I'm here to tell you about spiritual things. Amen. Those things that'll help and encourage your soul, get you ready for this journey home. Amen. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Because you're on a journey, praise God, and you're headed for somewhere. Amen. We're either headed for heaven or we're headed for hell. It depends on who we're serving tonight. Amen. If we're serving Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we're headed to glory. But if we're serving mammon, serving this old world, praise God, then we're serving the devil and we're on our way to a devil's hell. Amen. That's just as plain as I can make it today. Amen. But Jesus said, praise God. He said, you need to choose that better part. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We get to thinking, we bring our petitions. Hey, all the time. And I got to catch it myself. If we ain't very careful, we bring our petition. And it's about our health, and it's about wealth, and it's about our welfare in this world. Amen. You get to praying, and you begin to ask, Lord, you know, he's almighty, it's letting me down. Lord, would you touch me? Lord, my finances, I ain't got what I think I need. Lord, would you touch me? Lord, my welfare, I just don't have things like I thought I think I ought to have. Lord, would you? And if we ain't careful, we get the focus in on the wrong things. Amen? We're all apt to do it if we ain't careful. But praise God, I'm glad there's a great and a mighty God that's there to help us, praise God, to keep us from being bankrupt in America. One of the richest nations that's ever been, rose up to be a nation faster than any nation's ever rose up. God established, but as fast as He rose us up, praise God, He can take us now. When we take our mind and our focus off of God and we put it on everything else around us. Have you ever noticed how the old devil will drag you off? You say, well, you don't need to go to church this morning because this is more important. He's a stinking liar and the father of it. There's nothing more important than our spiritual relationship, praise God, with Lord Jesus Christ. And you can't have that sitting at the house. Amen? I'm just telling you this morning, praise God, we need that right relationship. We need the Word of God. We need to be established. We need brothers and sisters, praise God, to come alongside us and encourage us. We need each other, and we need God this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need that. Each and every one of us needs that. So the Bible tells us here about a parable of a rich young man. Amen? The Bible says that he had a bumper crop. Amen? That his fields was flourishing, and he brought, the Bible says they brought forth plentiful. He had a surplus. Amen? Hey, praise the Lord. He had all that he needed, praise the Lord, plus some. But now this man, the first thing he thought about was, well, look what I've done. Did you notice the personal pronouns in this? I, my. Amen? Look what I've done. What do I need to do now? But we get caught up in that if we ain't careful. He had a bumper crop. He had surplus and stood saying, oh, God, thank you, Lord. Amen? Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you for what you've allowed me to accomplish. Amen? I took those seed and I planted, I plowed and I put them in the ground and I prayed, Lord, and you gave the increase. That's the way God works, and by the way. Amen? We just take the seed and we plant it. Praise God. We put it in the ground and we water it. Somebody else come along maybe and water it. Praise God. And God will give the increase. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get to thinking, you know what? I've got to get this thing done within myself. I won't say we don't have the ability to do nothing. Praise God. Especially save an old sinner. But glory be to God. He does. Amen. Amen. That's why we take the word. Praise God. And we sow it. Amen. Somebody else come along and water it. Somebody give a little encouragement. And somebody be birthed into the family of God. Amen. But this man was not thinking about God. Amen? Because if he had been thinking about God, he might have been thinking about the poor. He's like, I said, you know what? I've got all this stuff. Ain't got nowhere to put it. So what I'll do, I'll take it down there to the soup kitchen. I'll break out. I'll donate a little bit of this. Amen? That's alms given, by the way. Amen? Glory be to God. Taking that you have, offering what's due to God 10% and giving. Praise God. Somebody alms given. Just reaching out just a little bit extra. Praise God for the glory of God. You say, a preacher, if a man done that, I'm a businessman. And if I done that, it wouldn't take me long, I'd be broke. I want to say, praise God, if you don't do that, it won't take long till you'll be bankrupt in America. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you take a little bit, praise God, you give God His part, and you offer up just a little bit extra, praise Lord, a stepping out on faith. Like that faith promise given. Amen. I think there's several here that give the faith promise to our missionaries. And what you do, you set aside maybe $5 or $10 or $15 or $20 a week. And you say, I'm just going to step out on faith and I'm just going to promise that to God for those missionaries out there in the field. So that some little mama and daddy, praise God, that's trying to witness for Jesus, glory be to God, can take that and build a ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it's about. Going to highways and hedges and compelling them to come in that His house might be full. Now, I don't think, hey, praise God, I don't think He's just talking about the church house here on earth. I think God's grace and mercy goes way beyond that. Praise God. He's talking about His house in glory, amen, might be full. It's God's will this morning that nobody be left out. I'm glad He's a whosoever will God this morning. Whosoever, praise God, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and His resurrection, believe in his heart, confess with his lips, he shall be saved. Amen. Who are you trusting in this morning? See, I believe there's a lot of people today that's trusting in the wrong thing. That's why we're bankrupt in America. Oh, we've got wealth. We've got We've got folks out there that's billionaires and multi-billionaires and millionaires, but praise God, they're lost without God. Amen? They're bankrupt. Amen? Had a story this morning. What's her name? Whitney Houston's little old daughter. They found her, I guess it was yesterday, face down in a bathtub. Amen? All the wealth of the world, praise God, but she is lost. She's bankrupt in America. She didn't have the Lord, and she had no hope. Amen? Praise God, I'd rather be a pauper living in a cardboard box, praise God, and have my Lord Jesus Christ than to be a millionaire. Amen. You say, preacher, you ain't got much. No, but praise God, I'm rich in Jesus. Amen. I've got all that I need. He's promised to be there with me and to deliver me, praise God, safe over in the glory. Amen. It don't get no better than that. Amen. But this fella here, he's caught up in it. Had these bumper crops, had his surplus, but yet he was bankrupt. Didn't have what he needed. Let me give you about three things right quick that messed him up. Amen. Number one, he mistook his bank book for his Bible. Amen. He mistook his bank book for his Bible. I want to say when we begin to mistake our bank book for the Word of God, we're messing up. We're coming up short. We're selling God short. Amen. When our bank book begins to dictate to us and begins to tell us where we're at in this world. Amen. It begins to show us a measure of success. Amen. And we look at our bank book and we look at our balance sheet. Come the end of the month, we look at that bank book and we see that bank book looks pretty good. And we look in our balance sheet, boy, and it's a running in the black. And we think, boy, glory to God, we've got the money in the bank and the money's a coming in. Glory to God, I'm all right. Huh? That's the way the world looks at it. That's the way we think. Amen. As long as my checkbook's looking good, as long as my sheets are coming out, that balance sheet at the end of the month, praise God, and that money's are coming in, well, praise God, we're all right. Amen. That's the mentality of America. When God Almighty says, you know what? You're bankrupt without God. Amen. You don't have nothing. All that stuff will burn up. It'll go away. Amen. All these physical things that we have that we desire, it's gone. Amen. Amen. We got a sign out here on the board. It said how God measures, how we measure success. Amen. But how God measures success, praise God, is the faithfulness that we have to Him. Amen. The faithfulness we have to God, that's how He measures our success. How close are you to the Lord? See, that's all that's going to matter when this thing's said and done, is how close we are to the Savior. Amen. We begin to get to, this guy here, he began to look at this thing and he began to say, my barns and my fruits and my goods. He began to think it. He himself had done this stuff, but I want to say, without the help of the Lord, he had had nothing. Amen. Every one of us, they pray, without the help of the Lord, we'd have nothing. And the worst part of it, we'd have no hope and we'd have no help. Does that sound familiar? There's a whole world around us, amen, that's looking for something, desiring something, and it's hope and help, praise God, and it's out of this world. You can't find it here. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, preacher, where can I get it? You can get it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But when we mistake our bank book, praise God, for our Bible, Lord God, and we let our Bible alone, we let it down, and we pick up our checkbook, praise God, more than we pick up our Bible, something's wrong. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God's got, we got our priorities out of order. Amen. Brother Bill talked about that consciousness this morning. Our consciousness has been redirected, refocused in the wrong direction. Amen. We're not looking at moral things, moral good no more, praise God. We're looking at our own finances and what, and it's about me, me, me. Amen. Instead of about him, him, him. Amen. Praise God. When it gets to be about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we realize, praise God, He's the most important part, and we put everything else second or third. Amen. Amen. If we put the Lord Jesus Christ first and put our family second, and then we put our money third. Hello? You say, well, preacher, without money, we ain't going to make it. Without the Lord, you're not going to make it. Amen. We've got young people all over this world that's trying to start families and trying to start homes and trying to live life. And praise God, they're worried about the money and the finances and all this other stuff. But they need to put God first.
That's right.
He said, put Him first, praise God. That's Seek good. First the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. And He'll give you all those things. You say, preacher, do you really believe that? I believe that all my heart because God said it. Amen. He said it, praise God. He said, if you'll put me first, praise God, I'll take care of you. Amen. You know what? I found that to be true. Amen. I put him first, praise God, and he just does miracle after miracle. You say, preacher, God don't do miracles no more. That was an Old Testament thing. Hogwash. Jesus said, he told Simon, he said, praise God. He said, you trust in me. He said, you'll be great. You'll see it. They said, boy, you've done miracles. He said, if you'll trust in me, you'll see greater miracles than that. Amen. He said, you'll see, you'll go into villages and you'll preach the gospel, Peter, and said, there'll be 3,000 souls saved. Amen. Why? Because power of God, glory to God, moved in on the scene and it began to do a mighty work when people believed in faith. Amen. When they got their mind off their pocketbook, they got their mind on a holy God. Amen. So he messed up. His first mistake is when he mistook his bank account for his Bible. Number two, his second mistake when he mistook his body for his soul. Amen. Look at verse 19. He said, I will say unto my soul. Now, first thing, now notice this, he had a talk with himself. You ever talk with yourself? Huh? You ever have a conversation with yourself? You have? Amen. Every one of us talk to ourselves. Amen. I do it all the time because, praise God, that's the only way I can carry on an intelligent conversation. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't know the group I run with. Amen. But we all talk to ourselves. But this guy here, he's talking to himself. And he mistook his body for his soul. I believe we're doing that in America. I think we're mistaking our bodies for our soul. Amen. Our bodies are that part that's decaying. Amen. Our bodies are that part that's falling apart, even as we speak. It's getting old and it's decaying because of the curse of sin that's on this world. The soul of man is that never dying part, praise God, that lives forever. Amen. Now get this. Now a lot of times we say that and people say, well, it's ever dying, so it's not ever dying. It's never, the end, never dying soul. See, the soul and the spirit of men, you can't take one without the other. And that's that part, praise God, that the soul part is that spiritual part that draws us toward God. You realize there's something in you today that's a drawing you towards God? It's the soul of man. It's that part that God, when he took us, Brother Kim, out of dirt, dust, to earth, and he created old Adam, and he breathed into his nostrils, and the Bible said he became a living soul. Amen. Praise God. And praise that. That's never changed. Their soul is alive and your soul lives forever. You say, well, preacher, what about when this body dies? The body goes back to dust, which comes, the Spirit of God, Spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:7, the Spirit, that part that makes us move and breathe and have our being. Amen. And that's where our soul is. That's where the soul of man resides. And that part, praise God, at death, go back to God. Amen. And then he determines whether it's been good or bad. Amen. If it's been good, he says, come up hither. Goes to be with him forevermore. Amen. Amen. But if it's been bad, he says, depart from me. I never knew you. You know what, preacher? Was it because of the things I did? Was it because I was a drug addict or a drunkard or a whore mother? No, it's because you rejected the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, these people in the world today, praise God, that's sitting in pews of churches, that's bankrupt, glory to God, because they've never accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. He said, you got a head knowledge. We're so full of head knowledge today. We know who he was. He was that man from Galilee. Heard it in a song. Amen. He was that one that walked over and talked to her. He was one that fed the 5,000. He was the one that they crucified, and he got up again. Amen. So I know who he is. Amen. But we need to know who he is. Amen. We need to know him. We got that 16 inches. We need to take him out of our head, put him in our heart, praise God, so we can rejoice in the journey, praise the Lord. Amen. As God begins to move us and motivate us, get us where we need to be. Amen. The Bible says here that this man, this rich man, said he had a talk with himself. And he said, and I like his part, he said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up. Amen. So he speaks to his soul. He said, I've got much goods. I've got much goods laid up. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, our soul has no use for barns. Our soul has no use for parties. Our soul has no use for banquets. Glory be to God. Our soul is that eternal part of man, praise God, that wants to worship God.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to lift Him up and magnify His name so that we, glory to God, so that we can see Him as real today.
Amen.
Amen. My Savior's real. My Savior's real. He's real. He's real. I know He's real. How do you know? He's alive. He's alive because He lives in my heart. Amen. Everywhere I go, there He is. Can't get away from Him if I wanted to. Now, a lot of you may say, well, preacher, I'll leave Him at church. I'll just pick Him up next Sunday. Amen. You ain't got the goods. Amen. You ain't got the goods. You've never been saved. You've never been born again. You say, preacher, you don't know that. If you can leave Him behind. Because my Bible says, once I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, He's ever present with me. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God moves in. Amen. He seals me. I'm sealed by the Spirit of God. He lives in me. Now, I can't explain all that, but there's something, glory to God. Brother Bill, there's something that's a whole lot bigger than me. Praise God, came in and lives in my heart. Amen. Now, I used to do like a whole lot of you probably. Holy Ghost of God moved in and I pushed Him back in the darkest, deepest part of my heart. Amen. I pushed Him back over in the corner of my heart. I said, now, if I need You, I'll call on You. If I need something, I'll let You have a little bit of room to work. Amen. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Amen. But that's not the way it works. I figured out about 20 years ago. I praise God that there's a God of glory that saved my soul. And He sealed me, praise God. And He wants to live large in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I said, Lord, You just have Your right away. Say, I'm Yours. Hey, whatever You want, God. Amen. He came in. It didn't take Him very long. He came in. He took that old table I was a dining off of, a feeding off of. He wiped that thing clean, praise God. And He set me a new table. Amen. I'm drinking, praise God, from a different fountain today.
Amen.
I don't like those old things I used to like. Amen. But I love some of the things I just didn't used to know about. Amen. That's a touch of God on my life, praise God. That's having the Holy Ghost, amen, to be real in my life. To get excited, praise God, when these little youngins get up here and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. I can't get enough of it. Amen. Hey, somebody told me a while back, said, well, preacher, you're kind of down. You need to stay home, take care of yourself. Amen. I said, praise God, I can take care of myself at the house of God. Amen. It's where the Lord takes care of me. Praise the Lord, I like it that way. Amen. But he says to himself, so he said, I've got all that we need. Amen. Now he was thinking the worldly stuff. Amen. But the soul of man, it don't care nothing about the worldly stuff. Amen. It's engineered for spiritual stuff, for spiritual life. Amen. That's what it's engineered for. You say, well, preacher, what I'm trying to do. And I know why. It's just as clear as a bell. Thank you. He said, what you said, you've already said in your mind. Well, preacher, you know what we're trying to? We're just trying to, with all the things we do, we're just trying to satisfy and pacify the soul. That's it, preacher. We're just trying to satisfy our soul. That's why we go out and do these things that we think we need to do. We're trying to satisfy the soul. I want to tell you, that's a lie of the devil. Let me tell you how to satisfy your soul. You'll satisfy your soul when you get salvation of the Lord and sanctification of the Lord. Praise be to God. It'll fix you up and your soul will be satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He gives you a new appetite.
Yeah.
Hey, glory. You begin to dine on a different table. Hey, God, how glorious it is. He begins to pour out things, praise God, that you didn't even know was there. Amen. He begins to satisfy your soul. Amen. What does he do? He takes you and he feeds you from the Word of God. That soul, praise God, that's saved and sanctified, praise God, it'll be satisfied on the good things of God. Amen. Hey, the things of this world, I don't care how wealthy you are, it won't satisfy your soul. Amen. There's no satisfying of the soul. You know what people's doing today? Americans are bad for it. We go out and we take our charge cards. Them things are a curse of the devil. If you got any of them, you ought to take them home and chop them up, pay them off. Amen. If you're paying the minimum payment on your charge card, if you got $3,000 or $4,000, you'll never pay it off. Your youngins have to end up paying it all for you. Amen. That's just deception of the devil. Amen. You say, preacher, you're meddling now. You done quit preaching, went to meddling. No, I'm trying to help you. Amen. We need to put our faith in the Lord. You say, preacher, you mean we don't need credit? Sometimes we got to have credit, praise God. But when we get it and we pay it off. Amen. We say, Lord, before we ever get it, we say, Lord, this is yours. I don't know why we're going this direction. It's more somebody needs it. Amen. Lord, be directing my heart. So we say, Lord, I'm thinking about doing this, Lord. And Lord, if this is right, I want you to make it happen. And I tell you what we need to do. When we go down there to the dealership to buy us a new vehicle or something. Amen. We need to go down there and we need to pray about it. We need to put it in the Lord's hands. And we need to get some pricing. We need to negotiate. Amen. I want to tell you, most of them's crooks. And we go down there and we negotiate. Hey, if you can't Jew them down a little bit, my granddad said, you don't need it bad enough. Yeah. Amen? But we make the best deal we can. And you know what we do? We say, you know what? I ain't going to do this today. I'm going to go home and pray about this. And when they say, well, wait a minute. If you don't do it today, then you may not get this. You say, well, if I don't get it today and if I can't get it tomorrow, praise God, it's not God's will. Amen. What's that doing? Praise God. That's putting your faith in the Lord. Say, Lord, this is yours and not mine. Praise God. And when I get it, I'm looking for you to take care of it and to bless it and to keep me safe in it. Amen. That's just one example. Amen. Praise God. When we say, you know what? It's about the Holy Ghost of God living in our heart. It's the one that's helping us. Amen. We glean out from the Word of God those things that we need. Amen. When we get our minds off ourselves, we realize our body ain't our soul. Our body's just this vessel, clay that we live in, praise God, when soul and spirit go off to be with God. Look at that glorious day of redemption when we're given that glorified body. And then we'll be with Him forevermore. Amen. Praise God. But this man mistook his bank book for his Bible. He mistook his body for his soul. But last of all, he mistook time for eternity. Amen. Look at what he says. Now, I believe this man was a young man. Amen. I believe he was pretty young. He was prosperous. He was out working. He was making a good living. Amen. He planted and he brought plentiful. Amen. He was fruitful in his doings. He's fruitful in his dealings. Amen. And he began to bring forth his thing. Amen. And he was, but the thing is, he was assured in himself. Amen. I think when we get to thinking that we're assured in ourselves, praise God, we'll let ourselves down. The only assurance we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one, praise God, you can believe and take it to the bank. You may have a fortune in your 401k right now. Amen. You may say, boy, I'm set. Say, a husband and a wife, they say right now, in order to retire, listen, you young people, in order to retire, you need to have $1 million in the bank. Amen. To retire and live a comfortable life now, you need to have $1 million in your bank account. You say, preacher, I thought you said this ain't about money. No, it's about God. How many of you has got $1 million in your bank account? I don't see no hands. Amen. Amen. I started on my second million. Amen. I give up on that first one. Amen. Amen. But praise God, he said, it's not about me, but praise it. See, he began to gloat. Can you see this young man? He began to gloat. He said, you know what? I praise God, my future's secure. I've got money in the bank, praise God, in my balance book, praise God, looks like I've got more coming in. He said, I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build bigger. He said, when this economy picks back up and everybody else sells out, he said, I'm going to hang out, praise God. And when everybody else sold out, I'm going to begin to sell mine and I'm going to get even more. Amen. So he was putting his faith in the future. Amen. He was putting his faith in what he thought would happen down the road. And he's putting his faith in his fortune. Amen. And because he's putting his faith in his future and he's putting his faith in his fortune, praise God, he was looking down the road and said, I believe this thing will be all right. He said, I think the future's secure. Because he had his faith in his fortune, he thought the future would be all right. So he thought the fortune would take care of the future. Amen. But it don't happen that way. You got a 401k, by tomorrow morning you could be bankrupt. Amen. The government's talking about now that if you've got a 401k with lots of money, you don't need all that. Amen. And what they're going to do, they won't take part of that because and they're going to redistribute to somebody else that needs it, Brother Kiss, more than you do. Huh? How's that fair? Huh? Amen. Hey, we ought to know. I told them the other day. You won't mind me saying, I told them the other day, I said, you know what? I went to the post office. Me and Josh went there and got a book of stamps. And I come back out and they had a Batman on the stamps. And I come out in a sheet and I said, well, what in the world? What's Batman got to do with the United States Postal Service? Amen. I said, well, wait a minute. I understand because we got a Joker in the White House. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God, he wants to take everything and redistribute everything. Praise God, he wants to take that you've got, praise God, and give it to somebody else. Amen. Hey, that's not his choice. That's not our choice. You know whose choice that is? That's God's choice. Amen. He takes that. He says, me and you bring it to the storehouse. And praise God, we put it in the storehouse and God will distribute where God sees fit. Amen. Bless his holy name. What a God we serve today. He's able to take care of it all. We trust in his hand. Amen. But this man, he looked at his bank book and he looked at his balance sheet. He said, boy, I said, my future's good. Amen. He said, my fortune's good. Amen. He said, things is going well. Amen. It's just a rolling line, just like I feared it would. But he didn't know that God was looking at the balance sheet too. Amen. God was looking at the balance sheet of this man's life. Amen. He was looking at the balance sheet. And look what he says in verse 20. He said, but God was looking at his balance sheet, and God said unto him, thou fool, this night thou soul shall be required of thee. He said, thou fool. He said, you're looking at the worldly stuff instead of the spiritual thing. And by tomorrow this time, by tomorrow morning, you're going to be dead and gone. He said, now then, who's going to get all that stuff? All that stuff that you've laid up for you. He said, who's going to get that? I don't know about you, but praise God, I've drove down to the cemetery and I've watched the hearse roll in and I've never yet seen anybody take their Cadillac and their Rolls Royce and all their money with them. Amen. Amen. They might roll down there to the hole, but they'll lower you down in that hole, praise God, and somebody else will roll away with that U-Haul full of your stuff. Amen. Amen. Hey, your family have that divided up for your cold. Huh? Amen. There'll be a fighting over it before your body's down at the morgue. I mean, that's just sad to say, but that's bankruptcy in America. Amen. I pray God. We need to have God Almighty in the center of our lives. Now, Him, the Lord and Savior of the old lost sinner. Amen. Praise God. We need to be rich, not to ourselves. Look what He says in verse 21. He said, so is he that layeth up. He said, he's dead. He said, who's these things going to go to? He said, so is he that layeth up treasure for what? Himself. Amen. Hey, we don't need to be laying up treasure for ourselves. We need to be good stewards. We need to plan ahead. We need to consider the ant. Amen. But we need to think on spiritual things. As children of God, we need to think spiritual thoughts. What's pleasing to God? Amen. What'll make me happy in the Lord? Amen. It far supersedes everything that the world has. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't got much, but praise the Lord, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and He's got me. Amen. Praise be to God. He does. And I know that this morning. Praise the Lord. He said, you may be dead by daylight. He said, don't lay up treasures for yourself. And listen to what He says. He said, who layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Amen. He said, it's better to be rich towards God than to have the treasures of the world. You say, preacher, you mean we ain't supposed to have nothing? I did not say that. I said, we need to, I'm just saying, we got to put God first. We have to put the Lord Jesus Christ first, praise God, and He'll give us that we need. Amen. He may not give us everything that we want. Amen. I see a lot of things that I would want. Amen. I like to collect guns. I like guns. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't like guns. Guns kill people. No, people kill people. Ignorant people kill people. Amen? Yeah, we go in the home, preacher, and little kids is getting killed. That's because you don't show them that it's dangerous. Amen. It's like pointing them in the Word of God to the devil. If we don't ever tell our children that the devil's dangerous, praise God, and the things of the devil's dangerous, praise the Lord, they'll get killed by the devil. Amen. Amen. I like to collect things. I like to collect guns. I got a few. Amen. A couple. Amen. And some out there now, some new ones coming out. Boy, that's nice. Amen. But I ain't going to run out and get them. Amen. Because I figure I got enough. Amen. My nephew told me if our house ever catch on fire, he ain't coming. Amen. Said it's ever he's ever hear your house on fire. I ain't coming. Amen. Why? Because I've got enough. Amen. But praise God, when we see that we don't need the riches, where I don't need no more of that. Praise God. I need more of my Lord. I need more of my Savior. Praise God, to be the keeper of my soul. Amen. Give me the help, Brother Kim, that I need day by day. Praise God, Brother Kim, I need strength every day just like you do. I've got to get it from the same source, praise God. I've got to get it from the same power source. I've got to get it from the same one that loves me like He loves you. Yes, you know, God don't love me a bit more, you and me a bit more than He does you. Yes, amen. You say, well, preacher, you know all things I've done. Hey, it don't matter what you've done. It's about God that'll forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. When we begin to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we begin to be rich in the Lord, rich toward God. How do we do that? Look at Romans chapter 10 right quickly and I'm done. Romans chapter 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's so good to us. Or Romans chapter 3 verse 10. I'm sorry. Romans chapter 3. I'm dyslexic. I'm bad for that. Romans chapter 3 verse 10. He gives us, how do we begin to get to a place that God, that we can begin to put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when we begin to recognize that we're bankrupt? Amen. That we don't have any resources outside of the Lord. He says, Romans 3 and 10, the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That means none right with God. Amen. That's what righteousness is. That's what right, it don't matter what I think. But it's what God says. Amen. What's right with God. That's what makes a difference. He said, there's none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. That sounds like bankruptcy to me. Spiritual bankruptcy. Amen. He said, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Does that sound familiar? It sounds like the world we're living in. They'd rather curse God than not. Amen. I'm like Brother Bill, praise God. If I go back to it, instead of cursing God, cursing my God, I'd curse the devil. Amen. He's the one that causes us so much grief. He said, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace have they not known? This is verse 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. God help us. We're bankrupt in America. Amen. We're bankrupt in America. Hey, you had it on TV this morning. I don't know if you've seen it on the news. The sodomites from all over Asheville are getting up. They're getting up a big club in Asheville. Amen. To promote sodomy in Asheville. Amen. God help us. We used to be the Bible Belt. And now we're the beer capital of the world. We used to be the Bible Belt. And now we're the capital of sodomy. Amen. In Asheville. Amen. We give way to the devil. Amen. He said, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under law. That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Amen. He said, when we realize that we're bankrupt in America. Bible says in Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. He said, each and every one of us have sinned. Amen. Each and every one of us is found bankrupt in the eyes of God. And he says, Romans 6, 23, he said, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. The wage of sin is death for those that's bankrupt without God. The wage of sin is death. What kind of wage you want to draw? A wage of sin unto death or a wage of righteousness unto salvation? Praise God. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Lord, he said, which wage do you want to draw? He said, you want to draw a wage of death, or would you have a wage unto life that you might live, praise God, for the glory of God? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this morning, praise God, that we're spiritually bankrupt this morning, and we need to fall on our faith and say, God, give us from the throne of grace. That'll help us to get out of bankruptcy. Amen. What does that mean? That means we need to just file bankruptcy. Amen. Just file bankruptcy. Amen. This morning, you know what that means? That means we just need to fall on our face and say, Lord, you caught me. Lord, I'm just an old sinner exceedingly. I'm lost without you, Lord. I need a Savior. Amen. I need you to save me. I need you to take all of my sins, put them on account of you love me. Amen. Enough to want to save me from from my old sinfulness and deliver me from my sin. See, we got so many people, and I'm going to say this, and I'm done. We got so many people in the world today, come January the 1st, December 31st at midnight, you know what they did? They made a New Year's resolution. Brother Charles, they said, you know what? I'm going to live a better life this year. Soon as I get through partying tonight, bless their hearts, tomorrow I'm going to start anew. I'm going to make a resolution. You know what? New Year's night, praise God, they're back the same place. But praise Lord, when we fall on our face and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Oh God, save me from myself and my dastardly deeds. See, listen, you young people, listen to me. You don't let the devil deceive you and drag you off down the road and tell you that all this junk the world's giving you is okay. Amen. You say, well, I know other teenagers doing the stuff that's in the world, and they're okay. They may be right now, but you listen let me tell you how it'll affect their life down the road. Yeah. Amen. It'll destroy them. He'll leave maimed and crippled, cast off somewhere with nobody to care for them. Yeah. Amen. But praise God. And if you want to be different, just say, praise the Lord. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to follow Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, the world will look at you funny. Praise God, but the Lord will look at you with a smile on His face. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. When they ridicule and you put you down, He's going to say, that's my little youngin. Yes, amen. Wait, how do you get to that place? You get out of bankruptcy. You say, Lord, I need that spiritual fruit. Amen. I need you to supply the need from the throne of grace. That's what we need this morning. Amen. We're bankrupt in America spiritually. Amen, but praise God, there's a great big God of glory that's got all that we need. And we can come to Him this morning with a broken, contrite spirit and praise God and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. I'm a sinner exceeding. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't put myself down like that. Hey, well, bless your heart. Till you realize you're a sinner, you can't be saved. Amen. Till we realize that we're sinners exceeding, we can't get help. But when we realize that we're old sinners in need of a Savior, what does that mean? Hey, man, it's like a lifeguard, praise God. If you're out there in the ocean drowning, praise the Lord, you want Him to come out there and save you, pull you out. That's what Jesus died for. Amen. Because we were bankrupt, we were down, we were drowning, we were going down for the last time. He came out there and threw me a life raft, and He towed me to shore. Amen. Praise be to God. Save my soul from the devil's hell. That's what He wants to do for you this morning. Amen. But we're bankrupt in America. But God says, I've got all the wealth of heaven to offer you if you'll come unto me. Come unto me, all you weary, heavy laden. You got burdens today. You got things that's a worrying you, thing you're fretting over. Jesus said, and He said in the same text, He said, don't be anxious. Amen. He said, don't be worried about these things. He said, I can take care of it for you. He said, if you'll just cast your cares on me because I care for you. He said, just cast it and just keep casting it. Amen. Keep bringing it to the Lord and trust Him. He said, I'll make the difference. And I'll make the difference in your life. What about you as you stand with me?